USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Commerce Department is reporting retail sales. Consumer spending bounced back last month, rising 1%. Economists are watching these figures closely. The numbers, which are not adjusted for inflation, are a sign of consumer demand during red-hot inflation. President Biden Friday morning speaking from Bethlehem, West Bank.
We can harness that same momentum to reinvigorate the peace process between the Palestinian people and the Israelis. I recognize how hard all these challenges must be and will be to work through. Above all, there must be an end to the violence that has devastated too many families.
Europe's space agency's New Vega C rocket was launched from French Guiana this week. Of the seven satellites sent to orbit, one will test Einstein's general theory of relativity. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. Buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
A new three-digit national suicide prevention and mental health hotline goes live Saturday. The emergency number is 988. Another lawsuit by Texas aimed at the Biden administration was written up on Thursday.
The state of Texas has filed a lawsuit against the Biden administration seeking to block its new mandate that hospitals provide abortions if the life of the mother is at risk, even in states with bans on the procedure that do not include exceptions.
We cannot allow an out-of-control Supreme Court working in conjunction with extremist elements of the Republican Party to take away freedoms and our personal autonomy.
The lawsuit from Texas is the latest legal battle to stem from the Supreme Court's decision last month to overturn Roe v. Wade, the 1973 decision that legalized abortion nationwide. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe was sworn in as Sri Lanka's interim president Friday until Parliament elects a successor. Sri Lanka's former prime minister resigned after mass protests over the country's economic collapse forced him from office. President Trump set a record number of business deals between neighbors in the Middle East while in office. President Biden forgot about that when he delivered another misinformation statement to Israeli television.
With the last administration, we sort of walked away from the Middle East, that we were going to create a vacuum that China and or Russia would fill. Mm-hmm. And we can't let that happen.
If you get a minute, look up the Abraham Accords. Former U.S. Senator Joe Lieberman, the Democrat from Connecticut, weighs in on President Trump's Middle East accomplishments and what Biden needs to translate to the Saudi crown prince.
Listen, the Abraham Accords were one of the great accomplishments of the Trump administration, certainly in foreign policy, and really one of the great developments since the modern state of Israel was established in 1948. I mean, greater even than the so-called Oslo peace agreement with the Palestinians. So I think the best thing that President Biden can do as he goes to Saudi Arabia is to try to reassure the Saudis that we're on their side and we're against Iran.
Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.